I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. All right, now let's dig in, because we have to get to some World Economic Forum talk this hour. They destroyed Portland. We'll talk about that. They're fortifying another election. There's just a lot we want to get to, but I finished up last hour talking about how the domestic parties are realigning. The voting coalition, the Democrat voting coalition is changing. The Republican voting coalition is changing. 10, 15 years from now, we're going to look back on what it was today or what it was 5 years ago, and it's not going to look like that anymore. And that's very common. That's happened many times in the history of this country. But there's something else on a larger scale happening on the world stage, and I'm not sure how it's going to end. You can see a million ways it's going to end badly, but I don't know that. I see it happening. The world's coalitions are changing as well. And this stuff with Israel is going to, it may be the spark that really, really changes some things. I played this a little bit yesterday. I'm going to play what Dome had to say about Israel and invasion and whatnot. And we're going to talk about why that's going to affect American politics and American foreign policy. Here she was.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for those.
Stop. All right, I'm not going to joke again. All right. What's happening over there is fascinating, and this is why. From an Israel perspective, they got invaded. There was a raid from Hamas, and Israel has decided very clearly, this is obvious to anyone paying attention, that's never happening again. There's never going to be a Hamas raid. All these years of the random stabbings and things like that, they've been killing each other forever there, and Israel has decided, okay, that's not ever going to happen again. And the thing about Israel and the way they've always handled their foreign policy is Israel, honestly, justifiably, they feel like they don't have any other option but to go all the way with things. There's no place for them to fall back, surrounded by people who don't like them, that they're aware how hated they are. Doesn't matter what you feel about this. Your feelings on it are not important. Israel is going to invade Rafah. They are going to do a ground invasion. Israel is taking over Palestine inch by inch. They are going to go in every tunnel. They're going to go in every building. They're going to bomb out any building, any city block that's a problem for them, until everyone who's in Hamas is gone. The Biden administration and the world, they're recoiling in horror at this for a couple different reasons. One, the UN has always hated Israel. We'll set that aside. Two, you already know why the Democrats are against it. It's not that they care or don't care about Israel. They care about their domestic coalition, and they're having a hard time holding it together because of all this. But you see, that's where we're going to have another realignment. I feel like we're going to have a world's realignment of allies. Israel knows Democrats hate them now. That started with Obama, because Obama was an old school Israel hater. He came up under that black liberation theology, that black nationalism thing, the Louis Farrakhan type stuff. There were a lot of those influences in his life, and they hate Jews. You've heard Farrakhan say it's not anti-Semite, it's anti-termite. Isn't that what he said? It's not anti-Semite, it's anti-termite. Listen, well, I'm not going to get too sidetracked. Bear with my ADHD for a moment. the black community in America and the Jewish community in America have been going at each other for decades and decades and decades. This is a well-known thing in society, very, very well-known for people who can speak honestly about it. So that kind of boiled over with the election of Obama and communism and all those things. Anyway, Israel now is aware that Democrats not only are hostile to them, but that Biden and all these people, the Chuck Schumer calling for his head, America's no longer a reliable ally. Now, maybe you're thrilled about that. Maybe you're not. But I think Israel's not going to be part of the American international coalition in 10 years from now. That's what I believe. I believe that. In fact, I see a lot of shakeup with the world's coalitions. Saudi Arabia has been a reliable part of our coalition for quite some time. Now, don't send me all your 9/11 stuff. I'm aware of the. I understand. But Saudi Arabia has been, you know, for all intents and purposes, they've been an ally, a friend to us. Well, the American government, especially under Democrats, but the American bureaucracy, the American government has declared war on oil. Saudi Arabia is oil. There is no industry in that godforsaken desert hellhole without oil. The only reason they're wealthy at all is oil. You cannot declare war on oil without declaring war on Saudi Arabia itself. Saudi Arabia has picked up on this. They're pulling away. Israel is going to eventually simply pull away. They're going to go do their own thing. There's going to be a realignment. And it's not hard to see. I know this is going to sound insane and you're probably going to drive you crazy. And it's a long-term thing. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not difficult to see America and Iran coming to an agreement, if you will. I know that sounds nuts and you're screaming right now, but world coalitions change all the time. Just like domestic voting coalitions change all the time. I'm telling you right now, this ground invasion that Israel is going to launch, they are going to do it. They're not going to stop. And remember, when they're done with all this, their whole government is probably going to get bounced from power by the people because of the attack. This is their last hurrah. Netanyahu, all these guys, they're all going to answer for the failures of that attack, of that raid that they didn't stop, that they didn't detect. This is their final thing. Their final thing. They're not going to stop it just because Joe Biden doesn't like his poll numbers, just because Dome has been out there and she's been studying the maps.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you.
And Chris said there'd be lots of information we'd lose. Oh, there's no question about that. We've been swapping information with Israeli intelligence for ages. Israeli intelligence, this is one of those things that nobody talks about. You're not supposed to talk about it, but of course I talk about it. One of the things that's understood in the intelligence community, why can't I talk? The intelligence community is Israel spies on everybody, everyone. Oh, it's not just their enemies. It's not just Iran. You know, Israel spies on us. Israel spies on their friends. Israel spies on their enemies. Israel takes intelligence gathering seriously. So they've been a source of that for us. We've been a source of that for them. And look, when you start talking about allies no longer being allies, you start to do the first thing Chris started to do. You start to think about all the stuff we would lose if we didn't have that. You start to think about all the stuff they would lose. And I realize all that. I'm just telling you, you can see this stuff happening before your eyes. You can see it. The domestic coalition is going to be part of that too. Remember, communists... like Democrats. Well, Democrats are communists now. Communists only care about power. As I have warned the street communists before, the Democrats are going to let you conduct yourselves like animals all you want. If you're one of the climate change nut jobs, gluing yourself to stuff, your Black Lives Matter looting Foot Locker, your Antifa shattering windows, the Democrats on top, they'll let you conduct yourself like an animal all you want, as long as you're still a reliable vote, a reliable foot soldier for them. If they eventually decide that you and your coalition, that your enemies, that you're holding them back from power, they will turn on you like an angry dog and they'll come for you. What's happening now? If Democrats feel that American Latinos are really genuinely turning against them, and they are, man, you're going to be able to see that wall from outer space. If Democrats really believe that American Jews are turning against them, just throw the swastikas on their arm, because these people are going to turn against Jews like you can't imagine. If they believe the black community in America is genuinely turning against them because their neighborhoods are being flooded with illegals, they'll have Klan hoods on again like they did before. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see a realignment of the coalition. What exactly that's going to look like, I really don't know. Nobody knows. You're asking someone to see the future, which I cannot. But I'm telling you, the coalitions are realigning. And I'm telling you something else. You don't have to settle for your commie phone company. You can realign yourself. You can realign your relationship with corporate America if you choose to be more purposeful with your money, the way the communist is purposeful with his money. You see, your cell phone bill gets paid automatically every month, doesn't it? Do you make monthly payments to communists? You shouldn't have T-Mobile or AT&T or Verizon when Pure Talk is sitting right there. Pure Talk, you realize you can keep your phone? Yeah, they're giving out free Samsung 5G smartphones right now, but if you like your phone, you can keep it. Your phone number, you can keep it. This is all done by phone and by mail, and it's easy, and they're pleasant. They actually speak and understand English. They're just wonderful to deal with. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk, all right? All right, hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It's about time you got some more Motown back on the show, Chris. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get to some of those emails before we get to Portland, a disaster, fortifying the election, and eating legs. Jesse, without going into too deep into it, I've finally pegged which TV character you embody. Q, the self-centered, misanthropic, yet generally correct, omnipotent being from Star Trek. Chris, who's Q? Michael, do you know who Q is? I don't know this. What's misanthropic means? Is that like when you give a lot to charity? I am pretty misanthropic. What, Chris? Oh, it's when I hate people? Oh, philanthropic? Well, that and misanthropic kind of mean the same things, Chris. You probably don't know that. Anyway, I am extremely misanthropic with my money. Anyway, he goes, I'm sure you would hate the episodes he's included in, but I thought I'd share. His name is Evan. Q. Chris, you need to find out how cool this guy is. I bet you he's handsome as well. Dear Jesse, the Dong Kelly. Hey, you guys. I knew I shouldn't have done that episode. Anyway, yesterday I officially left a major oil and gas company that constantly preached DEI and ESG to join a smaller gas company that's more aligned with my values. I feel like a burden has been lifted from my shoulders. I don't need to play the charade anymore by pretending to believe in something I'm adamantly against. Relief. I'm telling you, if you can, we've had this talk before, and I'm not at all encouraging you to quit your job and give up your career. I'm really, really not. But if you are stuck in this Fortune 500 America soulless corporation life, and you're tempted to leave, and you're thinking about leaving, if that's even an option for you and your family, you have options, you want to go start your own thing, join a smaller shop, don't be afraid to take chances. I will just tell you from my own life, I have taken gigantic chances multiple times. Life-altering, family-altering chances. And sometimes it has worked, sometimes it has not, but I wouldn't go back and change any of them for the world. All right, Jesse, I was listening to your show on Monday. I heard you play the infamous Trump clip about putting sunlight in your body and the use of disinfectant to fight COVID. Listen to this email. I was the lead engineer on the device that actually did put sunlight into the body and we had briefed Mike Pence the day before on our progress. It was real, it worked, and politics caused it to get buried. Please don't use my name because this is still sensitive and could have significant backlash to this day. He said, look up, here's something for you to look up, the I2 light catheter, A-Y-T-U light catheter. Oh, catheter? Oh, that sounds painful. Purdue, the guy says, Purdue grad with finance degree and work experience. National debt is like making minimum payment on a credit card. You can for a while, but eventually you no longer can make the minimum payment. Then bankruptcy. Even though there's no official halfway point, realistically, we passed it a long time ago. Why politicians don't get this astonishes me. Now, don't give them that pass. They do get this. It's what I've talked about many, many, many times. Republicans and Democrats alike in the House, Senate, presidency, they do genuinely understand that we are on the precipice of a national debt disaster. They understand that that's going to in turn create an inflation disaster. We're all going to see standard of living drop. They understand it. Nobody has the courage to stand up and say no more. They don't want to go to their voters and do the hard thing. They don't want to go to their voters and explain, hey, this is the budget. This is why we have to start making adjustments now. We're going to go with the penny plan. We're going to start cutting 1% a year from every program. They don't want to have these hard conversations because those are hard conversations. It's so much easier as a politician to simply get up in front of everybody and let them know, hey, you can have this and you can have that and I'll hand you this and I'll hand you that and up, more goodies for you and more goodies for you. No one wants to be the bad guy. Nobody wants to be the guy that says, sorry, no more ice cream. It's time to eat your vegetables. Instead, they just want to keep going and going and going and going. That leads me actually to this. They are extremely intent on holding on to their power. And, you know, we've talked a lot. You email me, you and I talk about this a lot, about the things the system might do to make sure Joe Biden doesn't lose. Here's an article from one of the worst communist rags in the country. Biden is building a superstructure to stop Trump from stealing the election. It goes on to discuss all of the legal strategies and various things Joe Biden is already planning in the lead up to Election Day. And you remember what they did last time with the endless drop boxes, the FBI malfeasance. You remember what they did last time. Just get ready. Republicans are busy changing the leadership at the RNC and haggling over a bunch of different things. Democrats are planning on all out war in 2024. And if Joe Biden actually does turn out to be the loser on election night, don't you think for a second they're going to go quietly into the night? You think election denying is out of style? These people are going to triple down on everything they've ever done. These people are going to be nightmarish going forward. We are going to have to be strong enough to deal with it. All right. We're going to talk quickly about the Pacific Northwest, taking care of your parents, get to some emails, some other things. Now, we talked earlier in the show about a fallen cop, NYPD cop, leaves behind a wife, a child who will now never know their father. It's freaking horrible. It's awful. I love Tunnel to Towers because long after you forget and I forget, we're not still going to be talking about this story even tomorrow, probably. Long after we forget, we move on, we deal with our own lives and other things. Tunnel to Towers is there. Tunnel to Towers is there. They care for widows and orphans, not just Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. Tunnel to Towers is there paying off mortgages for these people, coming alongside them, building them their own community in Florida so these families that they've suffered so much loss, they've given up so much, they can come together and grow together and heal together. That's where your $11 a month goes. 11 bucks a month is nothing. You sign up to give it automatically, you'll never know it's gone, but man, you can feel good about it. go to T2T.org. T2T.org. All right? We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get back to the emails in just a couple minutes. I wanted to do just a couple things really quickly. One, you know how beautiful the Pacific Northwest is? It's beautiful. And I saw this headline today, and I'm not going to bother spending any time on it, but downtown Portland, its office vacancy is now the highest rate in the nation. The highest in the nation. Unless you've been to Portland a while ago, you wouldn't get it. But I just want to tell you, Portland at one point was the coolest, most beautiful city in the United States of America. And now, because the communists took it over, it's a living hell. And businesses don't even want office space there. And if you're in Portland and you vote Democrat, I want you to know it's your fault. I want you to understand it's your fault, all right? And here's another thing. If you raise communist kids, they're going to hate you when you get older. Dear therapist, this is from The Atlantic. I don't want to take care of my aging, homophobic parents. And she lays out in the article that her parents are homophobic. And now that her parents are getting older and need care, she wants someone else to do it. Remember, be very, very careful where you send your children. I'm talking about the schools you send them to. Most definitely the universities you send them to. There's some of the most heartbreaking emails we get on the show. Emails from parents who sent their children off to college somewhere and lost them. Jesse, my son lost his mind, hates me. Jesse, my daughter won't even visit anymore. Jesse, be very, very careful. And every set of parents thinks it can't happen to them. Not my boy, not mine, not my. At 18... you are still impressionable. Your mind is still forming. Shoot, for dudes, I don't know how it works for ladies, but for dudes, I think it's another 7-8 years before your mind is even fully formed as a dude. You are still learning about life. Be very, very careful who they learn it from. They might end up learning how to run cities from London's mayor. I want you to listen to this. This is the mayor of one of the great cities on the planet.
15-minute cities is something that the WEF has created.
In case you can't understand him because of his weird London / I don't know, his name's Shyam Batra. I don't know what that means or where he's from. Doesn't sound very American. Anyway, I don't understand his accent, but he's talking about 15-minute cities. That's what he says in the beginning.
15-minute cities is something that the WEF has created called C40, and it's called C40 Cities. I would urge you to certainly look on the internet about it, and then go to all of the TikTokers and see what they're really, really saying. Basically, you won't be able to drive a petrol or diesel car anymore. You'll have to buy electric. If you want food, you will get a calorie-controlled system sent to you by text saying, this is what you can eat today. This is what you can have today. If you violate any of these things, they'll freeze your bank account. That is the next step. These are stages in which they're going to implement this stuff. And this was signed up by the WEF, and the WEF has signed up with our mayor in London as the chair. And he has gone around the world to communicate this C40 to all of the countries in the world. And most of the countries are looking at adopting it.
That's happening now as we speak. Speaking of WEF, our good friend Yuval Noah Harari, back in the news, giving another version of his speeches that you've heard before. As you listen to this gentleman, do keep in mind that he is a major player at the WEF, at the World Economic Forum. And the World Economic Forum is majorly powerful. Nations are beginning to implement WEF policies, and these are the kinds of things these people believe.
Most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story that we've invented and spread around. It may be a very nice story. It may be a very attractive story. We want to believe it. But it's just a story. It's not a reality. It is not a biological reality. Just as jellyfish and woodpeckers and ostriches have no rights, Homo sapiens have no rights also. Take a human, cut him open, look inside, you find their blood, and you find the heart and lungs and kidneys, but you don't find there any rights. The only place you find rights is in the fictional stories that humans have invented and spread around. And the same.
I'm going to stop him, but just know when I call them anti-humans, and many people call communists that. I didn't come up with that. It was Solzhenitsyn who called them the enemies of humanity. Whatever you want to call them, they are really genuinely anti-human. That's what these people are. That's what they believe. All right, let's get to some emails. Dear Sombrero Jesse, I'm a longtime listener. Been listening since I heard you open the show with the story of Augusto Pinochet. I forgot that Pinochet episode. That was great. It was great. If I say so myself, I heard what you said yesterday about the FBI and gaming companies. My anti-communist friend and I have been working on a cooperative role-playing game, and I've been wondering often, do people on the right actually want or care for an anti-communist option? Okay. One, if it's role-playing, that's really between you and your wife. That's one. Two, if we're talking about options for video games and movies and things like that, people are dying for options. The problem is, or the problem has been, and it's still a problem, but it's getting better. The problem has been that the right stifles creativity. They dog on artists and dog on movie makers and dog on music makers. Ah, no one cares what the idiot actor says. Yes, they do. The arts are important. And I say this as the least artistic person on earth. I can't sing, dance, act, play an instrument. I'm totally incapable. Yet I can see clear as day how entertainment helps shape the values of a society. If you were in ancient Rome, the plays would help shape the values of Roman society. Your entertainment matters a lot. That all of our entertainment is created by Lucifer himself is a big deal. The problem has been that right-wing entertainment has generally sucked. Have you ever been to one of the Christian movies? Kind of a newer phenomenon. Chris, I guess, and you haven't been. But have you been in one of the Christian movies? They're not bad now. They're pretty good. Man. Did you see any of those when they first started coming out like 15 years ago? It was so bad. The writing was bad. The directing was bad. It was awful. Garbage stuff. You had to sit and smile in front of your kids because you knew the message was good. Yeah, didn't you boys enjoy that? Boy, I can't wait to watch it again. And the second you send the kids away when you get home, you turn to your wife and say, gosh, that sucked. Well, they're slowly getting better. Here's a great example. You know how I obsess, I shouldn't say obsess, I'm a fan of Japanese culture. I like the country, the people, shoot, I like the food. I'm a big fan of Japan. I think it's a cool place, a cool history, all that samurai stuff. And you know how I love the old, I even nicknamed myself Shogun. What other idiot would do that? Well, there's apparently a new TV show out now called Shogun. I saw the previews forever and wanted to watch it, dying to watch it. And then the show comes out, and now almost every person I know who's seen it says it's one of the great shows they've seen. Jesse, it's right up your alley. Oh my gosh, you gotta watch Shogun. You gotta watch Shogun. You gotta watch Shogun. You gotta see it. You gotta see it. And I looked into it. Shogun is being played on Hulu. Hulu, owned by Disney. So, talked to the wife about it. She said, yeah, we had a Hulu subscription. It was a couple years ago. She said, I canceled it when we found out it was owned by Disney. We don't have that anymore. So I'm never going to get to see that show. And that's part of the problem. A lot of the good stuff is still made by our enemies, and we need to change that. Now, again, good news is we slowly but surely are. The right is getting better at entertainment. They're making movies. Daily Wire makes good stuff out there now. Stuff is getting better. At those, I mentioned the Christian movies they make now. You know, it used to be a couple of people you'd never seen before. Now you got Dennis Quaid and major actors and major directors. They're making good stuff now, but that stuff happens slowly. Anyway, we get to some more emails and headlines I didn't get to before we get to any of that. We used to not have options when it came to bedding either. If you wanted some sheets, slippers, pillow, where were you going to go? You're going to go down to one of the big box stores. You're going to go to Walmart. You're going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond. I know it's where I bought all my bedding my entire life. You didn't have options. Now, thanks to MyPillow, we have an option. We have the ultimate option, especially because of how many products they make now. They make so many things that, honestly, whatever you're looking for, your first stop should probably be MyPillow's website. Hey, let me go see if Mike Lindell made it. He probably made it better. And they always have these great deals. They have Giza Dream Sheets on sale right now, $59.98 for a queen size set. King size, just $10 more. They have the best slippers ever. You got all these sales, and it's our people patronizing our people with the best products we can find. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse or call them 800-845-0544.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. But don't worry, we're going to be back tomorrow to do it again. And then I won't be here on Thursday, but then we'll be back Friday to do it again and all kinds of other stuff. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I want to address this before we get back to Biden's comments and headlines I didn't get to. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments today. It was in relation to the abortion pill, Mifepristone, whatever it's, Chris, it doesn't matter exactly how to pronounce it. I think I pretty much nailed it. Anyway, Milfzone or whatever it is, but it's a really, really terrible thing. It's a really dangerous thing. It's killing women. As you can imagine, it's a pill you take when you're pregnant that pretty much disintegrates your baby. Do you think that might come with some health risks? It's really bad. It looks like we're probably going to lose this one, from what I understand from my legal friends. Justice Alito was pulling no punches out there today. God bless this man.
I gather your injury is that you think you're going to sell more if the restrictions that previously were in place were lifted.
Yes.
So you're going to make more money.
The injury is that we are prevented from selling our product in line with FDA's scientific judgment about the safe and efficacious use of the drug.
And you're going to be harmed because you're going to sell more.
I think that certainly a company's ability to market its product is a part of how it considers the regulatory scheme that governs its conduct.
Do you think the FDA is infallible?
No, Your Honor. We don't think that at all. And we don't think that question is really teed up in any way in this case.
Has the FDA ever approved a drug and then pulled it after experience showed that it had a lot of really serious adverse consequences?
It has certainly done that. There is no drug on the market today under any REMS that requires the kind of reporting that the plaintiffs are saying should be reimposed here.
So why would that be a bad thing? Wouldn't your company, you don't want to sell a product that causes very serious harm to the people who take your product, relying on your tests and the FDA's tests. Wouldn't you want that data?
Your Honor, that data is certainly something that we are looking for.
Yeah, these people are evil. God bless Justice Alito. But just a heads up, sounds like we're probably going to lose that one. It is what it is. All right. Look, just remember, we know what caused the bridge collapse. It's a bridge for cars, 4-lane highway. Joe Biden got out there and drove a train.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware either on a train or by car.
Yeah, man, I'm just glad he made it. I'm just glad he made it before that thing could go down. And of course, look, you know how terrible these people are, how soulless they are. They're going to use this. They're going to use it, and they're going to blame the bad economy on the bridge. They already started prepping the ground for that today.
30,000 vehicles cross the Francis Scott Key Bridge on a daily basis. It's virtually, it's one of the most important elements for the economy in the Northeast.
Yeah, you know it's coming. You absolutely know it's coming. And if you believe that this was a malicious act, as I said in the beginning, I can't call you a nut because you can't believe anything these people say.
We're going to rebuild that port together. This time, we have no other indication, no other reason to believe there's any intentional act here.
Yeah. You know what? You know what you can be intentional about? Not destroying any bridges. I hope you don't do any of that, but you can be intentional with your dog, with keeping your dog alive longer. Isn't that what we want, really? Look, I think about that with Fred. Honestly, we talk about it still. My wife brings it up all the time. She's already dreading that when he passes on. I said, well, he's three, but she can't help it. She's thinking about life without him. It hurts. Give your dog Rough Greens so your dog can live longer. You know how many veterinarians listen to this show and they email me, oh, yeah, give it to all my dogs. Your dog does not get nutrition from dog food. You are either pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food, it's an all-natural nutritional supplement, or your dog never gets vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes. Give your dog the gift of nutrition, of life. Free Jumpstart trial bags can be had. Did you know that? That's how much they love this stuff. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Give your dog the gift of a longer life, all right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Man arrested for allegedly taking leg after California train incident and eating it. I would think you would want to eat the thigh if you were going to eat a leg. What, Chris? Hear me out. I don't know why you would ever eat a calf when the thigh is right there. That's just one man's opinion. Either way, hoping the best for that gentleman. Massachusetts burning $75 million a month on shelters may soon run out of cash amid migrant crisis. Aw, are those illegals you invited into your state bankrupting you? You voted for this. Those wonderful four words. The Republican majority in the House will soon be down to just one. Ah, we're down to a slim majority in the House. Think if Democrats take over, they might just pass these gigantic spending bills without any cuts at all. Where would we be then? House GOP threatens to hold AG Garland in contempt of Congress over recordings of Biden interview in the Her case. Oh, whoa. The House GOP is leveling some threats out there. I bet Merrick Garland is just absolutely shaking in his granny panties. I can hear him now saying, well, I'm actually very concerned about the GOP. Austin to meet with Israeli defense minister as U.S.-Israel tensions flare over Gaza strategy. I've said it before. I said it earlier in this show. When Israel continues their invasion, and they're going to, when they go into Rafah and they continue this mop-up campaign on Hamas, it is going to drive a wedge, a permanent wedge between Israel and America. All the alliances are realigning. It's fascinating to watch. Women are getting off birth control amid misinformation explosion. The Washington Post says it's misinformation the reason women are getting off birth control. I'm not an expert on birth control, getting off it or getting on it. All I know is the best birth control on the planet is joining the Navy. Pentagon spent every last penny of the latest Ukraine package before Congress even approved it. This government is so intensely corrupt, it's shocking. It's shocking. These people just, they write checks with money they haven't even gotten yet. You know what else is shocking? That we've already reached the end of the show. It was a fast 3 hours, but we will be back to do another award-winning 3 hours tomorrow, even though we've never won any awards. Ah! All right? That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.